Well, we just got our new microscope up and running. Digital microscope. Magnification up to 2,500 with a digital Z-axis control with outstanding precision. Autofocus, multiple lighting angles. It can produce images very similar to electron microscopy, but from the optical spectrum. It's got automatic 3D depth analysis and basically a topographical analysis of the object. So we're going to be rolling that out next week and starting to look at some interesting things. Lots of samples we'll be looking at from, foods and metals and, interesting things from nature and some things not from nature. Some things that are very unnatural, falling out of the sky things. But I just want to thank you for your support, because without you, we could not invest in things like this, these very high-end digital microscopes. You know, they cost over $100,000. And, it's not a simple thing. There's a pretty steep barrier of entry to have hardware like that. And I think we're very blessed to be able to have a level of financial support from you that allows us to make these investments. And then we turn around and share the results with you, share our investigations. And it's all being done in good faith on our part, which is to just help educate everybody, find out what's happening in our world. And, what are we being hit with? What's being dropped on us? What's in our food? These kinds of questions. This affects all of us, and I'm thrilled to be able to share this information with you. And it just so happens that we're very close to also releasing or launching the public Enoch AI engine. Now, very, very close, not far away, just a few days, I would imagine. I'm testing the final stages. We're making final tweaks on the user interface. And this is the culmination of a year and a half of effort and almost $2 million into that project. And I've had many people ask me along the way here, as I've said, look, this is always going to be free to the public. We're going to give away access to this incredible research knowledge base, this AI engine. We're going to keep upgrading it, keep investing in it. But I've had people ask me, like, why are you giving it away, Mike? I mean, really, high-level conversations with successful business people who say things like, well, you could, if you didn't give it away, if you charge for it, you could have a billion-dollar valuation or whatever. And I say, look, knowledge wants to be free. And I think one of the greatest ways that I can help support the people that supported me is to give back this knowledge base, this investment, and to share it freely. And so what you're going to find is that the Enoch AI engine is non-commercial. There are no commercial ads. There's no fees. You don't have to give us your name to use it. You don't have to log in with a phone number, or you don't even have to create a password, nothing. The only downside to it is that there is a queue, right? So especially based on the number of people using it, there is a queue. So initially in our first public rendition of it, when you enter the query, then it goes into a queue and then we email you the result when it's generated. It could be 30 seconds, or if a ton of people are using it, it could be 30 minutes. I mean, we don't even really know yet how much use it's going to get, but this is our initial launch. There is a wait time, and just based on how much usage it's getting, okay? And that's because we don't have unlimited budgets to scale up the data center, although our intention is to continue to add resources to the data center to make the engine faster, more responsive, etc. But please understand that all of that takes money and we're not charging for it. So the only way for us to do that is to ask you to continue to support us by shopping at healthrangerstore.com. Even in this difficult economy, we still have such an outpouring of support from our users and our customers, and I thank you for that. And as we have more resources, we will be able to scale up all the things that we're giving back to the public free of charge. And another one of those, not just the AI engine, but it's also Brighteon.com, the video platform. Do you know that the video platform itself does not earn any profits? It does not. Now, there are some display ads on the pages to help support the Brighteon store, but the platform doesn't have pre-roll ads, not currently, maybe in the future. If we have a revenue share with the content creators, then we might roll out short pre-roll ads, but nothing insane like what YouTube does. But did you know that running a video platform is not a money-making endeavor? A video platform will lose money. Even Rumble, I would imagine. I mean, I don't know Rumble's finances, and I'm glad they exist, but I would imagine that Rumble is not raking in loads of profits. They're probably still burning investment money, is my guess. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but that's probably the situation. Now, if Rumble can figure out how to actually turn a profit or even break even, that's a big deal. I mean, YouTube earns a profit, but that's because Google way overcharges for display ads. And that's also because YouTube is selling off the information, the surveillance spying information of building a profile on all their users. And I just refuse to do that. I will not do that. We are not there to gather information from people and try to sell the information. So for us, Brighteon.com is it's a negative, you know, a net negative profit, or it's a money loser, but it's worth running it. Why? Because it helps so many people express freedom of speech. And we believe in freedom of speech. We believe in liberty. We believe in providing an alternative platform for voices that are censored elsewhere. And as it turns out, that's even true for voices that I don't agree with. You know, there are plenty of people on Brighteon who have content, who post videos that I would absolutely disagree with. Do I censor them? No. Because freedom of speech means, obviously, we support the rights of those to speak, even if we don't agree with their conclusions. And what the governments want to do, especially the European governments, the UK, what they want to do is force you, or force us as a platform, to silence voices that the British government claims are promoting misinformation. And then apparently the British government is supposed to give all the platforms this list of what they consider to be misinformation. And you know what my answer is to the British government? And my editor will probably bleep this out, but 1776, motherfucker, that's my answer. Yeah, I'm not censoring this American platform to appease a bunch of wig-wearing British, you know, pedophile vampires or whatever they've become. Forget it. I'm talking about the leadership of the UK. No, we don't bow down to you. We don't kiss the ring of your king and queen and your pedo child-raping princes and whatever else. We don't do that. We're Americans. We're Texans. We stand up for freedom of speech. Even this new law that they've got, I forgot what they call it, like Online Protection Act or something, where they require platforms, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you know what? Go pound sand. If the UK wants to block Brighteon, well, I can't stop them. They'll block it. But I'm not going to comply with your, you know, British nonsense. So block it if you want, but everybody in the UK, they'll just use a VPN, they'll pick an IP address somewhere else, and then they'll still get back on the website. So, you know, good luck with that. But, you know, also the UK is probably going to have a political revolution before long. Anyway, we'll see what happens. What I'm trying to say here is I support universal principles of freedom, of liberty, of knowledge, and I want to make everything that we produce as easily available to the world as possible. That's why almost everything that we offer is free. Sometimes it's free with the option to purchase an enhanced version of it, like with brightyou.com. every program there is free of charge. If you want, you can also purchase the full digital download, and then you get all the bonus items for whatever program is being promoted at the time. And that's great. That's your choice, but it's not required. You can watch the entire docuseries free of charge. And we have a really great docuseries right now, by the way, or it's ramping up. You can sign up for it now at brightu.com. It's called Breaking the Chains, How to Decentralize Your Life. And we're talking about decentralizing everything in your life. And that starts streaming May 17th, by the way. Again, completely free of charge with an amazing assortment of bonus items. Myself and my co-host Todd Pittner put together that course. We interviewed all these top experts. We created bonus videos, how-to videos, food forest tours, created additional bonus research and PDFs and all kinds of things. So that is an amazing collection of very practical how-to information that can help you get prepared and stay prepared and break the chains of centralized control. It will help you get off-grid and get out of the control grid. So take advantage of that at brightu.com. But that's just one example of how I want to make everything as free as possible for as many people as possible. And hence the AI engine, which you can also sign up for at brighteon.ai. Or you can use our social media sites that are also free, of course, brighteon.social or brighteon.io, which is the blockchain-driven, decentralized social media site. And encompassing all of this, you know that I operate my life from a principled place. I have principles, and I live by those principles. It's part of my self-definition. You know, some people say that they self-identify as a woman or whatever. Well, I self-identify as a person of principle because that's what I demonstrate. That's how I act every day. Now, it doesn't mean that every person always agrees with what I say or my conclusions or my analysis or what have you. And that's fine. That's fine. But you know that no matter what I do, no matter what I put out, no matter what I publish, it comes from a principled place. And what are my principles? They are pro-liberty, pro-life, and pro-love. I'm going to add this in because I've been doing a lot of deep dive into the words of Jesus alone, just the words of Jesus. And as you may know, I have some analysis that is critical of some of the non-Jesus parts of the New Testament because they contradict Jesus. So here's a principle. My principle is I trust in Jesus. And whether you're religious or not is irrelevant. I'm not going to turn this into a Bible lecture. But I'm just saying I trust in Jesus. And as I act in life, in all of these things that I'm just talking about here, you know, giving away technology or access to technology, giving away knowledge, investing in knowledge, and then not charging for it, making it available to people. This is in alignment with the teachings of Jesus, who said, you know, feed the hungry, clothe the poor, you know, take in those who lack shelter, you know, have compassion for people. And so how do we do that in a digital age and reach a lot of people? It's empower people with knowledge, clothe them with knowledge and access to knowledge and research and uplifting information about cancer cures and emergency medicine and how to decentralize your life, etc. It very much is a Christ-principled type of activity, just expanded into the digital age. I wish I could send food to everybody, you know, over the internet. I can't do that. So when my company wants to do that, we use trucks with pallets of food, as we have made a lot of donations in the last 6 months, etc., all across America, North Carolina included. But it's just a reflection of what we do. So I ask you, even if you find that I say something someday that you don't agree with, please understand that with me, it's always coming from a principled place, out of a sense of good faith. And have patience with me. If you think I've got something wrong, maybe you're right. You might be right. And you've got to give me time and space then to figure out that I did that wrong or I had the wrong conclusion. Because you know I'm always a curious person. I'm always learning. Maybe I will come around and learn the correct answer, and then I will talk about that at some point. And all of you have been incredibly patient with me, because we're walking through life together. This is a journey with a lot of shared experiences. We all went through COVID together. You know, we've all gone through the rigged Joe Biden fake presidency together. We've all lived through, you know, the rainbow transgender thought police segment of history. And now we're going through kind of a Zionist thought police chapter of history, which is just as crazy, actually. We're going through all this together. And so we have all these shared experiences, but the reason that this works and the reason that we are uplifting each other is because we love each other and we have patience with each other. And we all come from a place of good faith. We're trying to help each other. We are not perfect. We are not Christ, although we may strive to become more Christ-like in our actions. But we are all coming from a place of good faith to help our fellow human beings and to defend life. So, truth, love, life, empowerment, these are the fundamental pillars or principles that drive my life, because I have real empathy and real compassion for all living creatures. I mean, not just people, but I mean beyond people, animals and plants. And I have incredible compassion for all of these animals. I mean, just as an example, I don't use mouse traps that kill them. I use live catch mouse traps. And when I catch mice and rats, I always catch them live and I relocate them. I release them on, you know, some distant part of the ranch is what I do. I mean, so they go out into nature where they came from, you know, before they invaded my office or whatever. So I catch them live. But that's how much I care about, you know, I don't want to cause mice to suffer. And I certainly don't want to cause humans to suffer. I want to help end suffering. And this is a universal Christ-like concept. And if more people embodied this, I think our world would be a much better place. And I've had people in the last couple of months say to me things like, you know, Mike, you sound like, you talk like a Buddhist. Are you a Buddhist? Well, actually, I'm a universal Christian in the greatest sense of Christ. That is, I don't exclude Buddhists. And, you know, at the risk of maybe triggering some Christians, which, you know, that's on them. I don't exclude Buddhists or Sikhs or Muslims or Jews or what other religion, Hindus. Yeah, can't forget 1/3 of the world population or whatever. No, it's not 1/3, but it's a lot. Shouldn't forget the Hindus. I don't exclude all those other religions at all. I have a universal Christ-like love for all human beings, and you've seen this reflected in my work. I have a universal love for Palestinians. I have a universal love for people of India, people of South America, people of Japan, Russian people, you know, Taiwan people, Chinese people, you know, you name it. I have a universal love for human beings. And you've heard that reflected in my work, and it doesn't mean that I support every government of all those nations. That's not what I'm saying. But I have a universal love for human beings, which explains so much about what I do, why I'm anti-war, why I'm pro-truth, why I support freedom of speech, why I support natural cancer cures and nutrition that helps end suffering and helps end chronic degenerative disease. I have a universal love for all the children of God. And I am blessed to have that. I don't apologize for that. And I know that there are a lot of pressures in today's society to tell you, well, no, you should hate these people. I don't hate them. You know, in the media today, it's like, oh, you should hate all the people in Gaza. I don't hate the people in Gaza. Or when the racial tensions are being spiked, what do they say? Oh, you should hate black people, or you should hate white people, you should hate yourself because you're white. Yeah, I don't do that. I don't hate black people. I don't hate white people. I don't hate myself for being actually Afro-Irish Native American. I don't hate any part of that. I don't hate the Afro part because my ancestors did come from Africa. I don't hate the Irish part. I also don't drown the Irish part in alcohol either. And I don't hate the Native American part. I mean, they can't get me to hate myself, which is part of the PSYOP. So when you act in accordance with the Christ-like energy of our world, which is love and light and truth, then you don't hate yourself. You actually express love for self and for others. And the more you love others, the more you actually love yourself and the more you love God, or at least the more you demonstrate your love for God. And that's 90% of what this is, you know, can you love others? Can you see the God in others? Can you see the Christ in others? Can you act in a way that supports others, that helps those in need? And I, in the last year, as I have studied the Bible and as I have started and launched my church, the Church of Natural Abundance, I've found new ways to do that. And sometimes, well, a lot of it has been making donations of material goods, sometimes financial donations, but a lot of it's material goods. And sometimes it's calling out some of the failures of the traditional Christian churches, by the way. You know, I'm not afraid to call out the when there's a moral bankruptcy that I'm witnessing somewhere, I'm not afraid to call it out. And that's part of our job too. We should remind each other to walk that path of demonstrating our faith in God by showing our compassion for others. And if you're not doing that in your life, find a way to do that. Volunteer in a soup kitchen. You know, there's a thousand ways that you could help others. You could, I mean, it's volunteering or it's spending time. If that's something you have a lot of, I don't have a ton of extra time, so I don't volunteer at a soup kitchen. I'm more like the guy that rolls in a truck of pallets of soup ingredients. It's like, here, now the soup kitchen can function for 6 months, but I'm not the guy that's going to be in the soup kitchen because I'm running the logistics of the distribution donation. You know what I mean? But we all have different roles to play. And that's wonderful. That's what it takes. That's redundancy. That's filling in where we are needed. So to the extent that you help me do that, I thank you. Thank you for supporting us, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for supporting us by purchasing our programs at brightyou.com. And you're going to love all the different ways we give back to you through the free AI engine that's about to launch, at the free BrightYou courses and the free content on naturalnews.com, and many other interesting surprises like, you know, the microscope stuff that's about to come out now that we have the new upgrade in place and working. A lot of really cool things are coming your way, including on the AI side that I haven't even mentioned, that you're going to find amazing, amazing tools that are all free. Oh, there's one more thing I wanted to add. I forgot to mention this. So recently had a situation where someone that I had interviewed in the past was really threatening me that if I did not attack Jews, and if I did not attack Trump more aggressively, that that person would attempt to smear me. And it was a very threatening, very coercive type of, you know, very evil type of thing. They're saying that, you know, if, again, they wanted me to attack Jews and attack Trump. And if I didn't attack Jews and attack Trump, they promised to unleash, you know, all kinds of vile lies and horrible things about me. And so, you know, what was my answer to that? Well, my answer was I choose not to participate in that spiral of darkness and hatred. So no, I do not do that. I do not hate Jews. I'm not a fan of course, the bombing of Gaza and, you know, whoever is supporting that or making that happen, because I support life and I support innocence. But I do not hate an ethnic group of people, and I'm not going to be, you know, leveraged or threatened into a position of spewing hatred out of fear of what an evil person might falsely say about me. And that's my universal answer. If anybody out there thinks that they can try to like strong arm me into spewing all kinds of hatred, you know, you're wrong. You say whatever you want. That's on you, not me. But I am not going to be transformed into an engine of hatred or racism or anti-Semitism or whatever. I mean, I have legitimate criticisms of Israel, as you well know, but I do not hold in my heart hatred toward any group or any people or any religion, and I won't participate in that, period. I have a universal love for humanity, and that's the way it's always going to be with me. End of story. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger of Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. God bless you all. Take care. Welcome to the Mother's Day special sale event at healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day. And we appreciate moms everywhere. We love you for what you do, your love for the world, for bringing fellow human beings into this world and teaching them how to live in a healthy, uplifted way. That's really important. So we've put together these great discount kits for you. One of them is called Mom's Energy Support Kit. And how much energy does the mom in your life need? She needs enough energy to slap you silly if you say something inappropriate, probably. So in order to help you achieve that, go ahead and show what's on my desk here. We've got the Mom's Energy Support Kit. It's got organic bee pollen. It's got fair trade organic freeze-dried instant coffee, groovy bee organic MCT oil, concentrated mineral drops, that's the one you see in the background there, and 100% organic hand-roasted whole bean coffee that's honey processed from Honduras. All of this is available to help the mom in your life. Maybe she's the mom of your children. Maybe you're the mom, or maybe you're a mom who also has a mom and you want to help your mom be recognized for all the love and joy that she has given to the world. This is a great way to do it, especially if your mom loves high quality coffee, right? So check it out, healthrangerstore.com. Now, a couple of things. This is discounted about 26% compared to buying these separately. Also, you get double points during this whole sale event, which ends May 11th. So double points, it's equivalent to about 10% back on your purchase in points that you can use on future purchases. And then on top of that, we also have other kits that you may want to consider that have free gifts, such as Mom's Ultimate Pamper Kit, as well as Mom's Aromatherapy Oasis Kit, which are also seriously discounted. In one case, more than 40% discounted for the Pamper Kit with a free gift of a pine needle spray. So check all of that out at healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And notice that I did not call you birthing persons. I called you moms, because that's the truth. You're the mom, and society should recognize you for your contributions. Thank you so much. We appreciate you and your support at healthrangerstore.com.